Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, we on the air? Yes, we is. Welcome to our pre-show here for Thursday, the 18th, and I'm back here, you know, like I'm back in the studio doing my thing since leaving town a week ago Monday and then coming back yesterday, Tuesday. I left Fort Lauderdale at 7 a.m. Tuesday morning and got home at 9 a.m. Tuesday morning, Los Angeles, L.A. time, past West Coast. So that was weird. And then I tried to catch up with sleep because I didn't really sleep all that well the night before leaving. So I'm just now getting, like, a slight jet lag thing happened to me. So I don't know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What do we got going on here, man? I'm like, what the fuck? Every goddamn day it's something different. Oh, I know. Because I got the, do I have this? Test. All right, so in other words, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So anyway, welcome to our pre-show here. God damn, man. I got a meeting with the website guys. I'm going to have a little roundtable with our website guys next week. And other shit. Couple of auditions, voiceover things, and like that. Interestingly, this dude that was well, let me just say something here, and I'll keep my mouth shut. Before, you should contact us through the service porthole on our website. And I believe that I've showed that to you in the past. And if I haven't, let me show you again the service portal on our website. And what you're going to see here, what will come up is a picture of the website. I've got it in freeze mode right now because we're going to do the show. But take a look at this, man. Right here at the bottom left, you see a thing around icon and the word questions next to it. Now, this is a service portal where you can ask any and all questions you want about your subscription, about the website, about your access to it, anything, man. We are constantly adding to our informational trove so that we've got answers for you guys. This, we have found, is the best way to do business. If you try to contact us at service at Phil Henry Show, I understand all these things. It gets very confusing, and we have tried to address that, but we really want you to contact us there. If you have a question, contacting me is not the most efficient thing in the world because I don't know anything about the service end. I don't know whether your subscription, whether your payment for your subscription went through. I don't know whether your card is good. I don't know whether you have a, I don't know any of these things. So I'm going to be contacting service. So contacting me to contact service is like slower than if you just contact the service. We had a guy get very upset with us. Told me that I ought to fire all of my fucking customer service people. Said this, that. Because he couldn't get logged in. Well, it turned out his card wasn't any good. I think he hadn't paid for his subscription in several months. Several months. There had been no payment that we'd received for a subscription, so we canceled it. He got pissed at us. And I don't know whether or not that guy checks his credit card bill. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But he would see on his credit card bill he hadn't been charged. And then, in point of fact, his card was no good. You know, fucking. So, look, man, you know, I've been involved in customer service a great many years now. especially with our website. I understand it gets frustrating. I have been a customer who is frustrated and pissed off and ready to fucking kill myself. But what I do try to do, and I'm not trying to lecture anybody here, because God knows, you know, I've had my problems. But before you get angry at us, make sure you know what the fucking lay of the land is. Make sure you understand what it is that you're talking about. Make sure you're correct in your analysis, that you have not been given the paid for access, that somehow the mistake or the error or the malfunction is on our end, because we have found in over 85-90% of all cases, this is a fact, that most of the time it's an error by our subscriber. You haven't entered in your username properly, you haven't entered in your password properly. I know you think it's bullshit, but that's a fact. If we get our people on the line, Jane gets on the line with listeners all the time, customers all the time, and straightens that shit out for them. And she's very good at it. She's got all kinds of patience, and she's a great lady. And, you know, so, and I'm just, you know, telling you, man, we had a guy, I'm telling you, this guy was crazy. I said to Jane, what's the story with this guy? She says, he was canceled because he's not paying. His subscription lapsed or otherwise was not in effect. And, you know, therefore, he doesn't get access to the site. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's kind of how it works. I'm sure it works in your business the same way. And that was what we did there. And, you know, I hate to do it, but, I mean, I'm sure you would think me a real clown, a real, mental midget, if I didn't, you know, do that shit like that. So I've already had my 8 bottles of water today, so I'm drinking a little ginger beer, which I think this is, again, I can't get enough of this product. I can't endorse this product enough. Q ginger beer, the best, the fucking best. Now, Jackie found it in Florida. I was about to ship that shit to her house. You know, looking, I'll ship it just to make sure that I had it there, right? And she's smart. She's, you know, not like me, who I'm like clueless. I'm thinking, she gets online and looks up, you know, liquor distributors, liquor stores that carry Q ginger beer. And there's like, you know, a million of them in South Florida. And she went and she got me some. She goes, there's your Q. Oh, I didn't know about it. Sorry. Because she's a smart girl, among the many things that she is, and pretty lucky to have her in my life. I'm lucky to have a really smart, really smart woman in my life, man. Because God knows, I'm not the swiftest fucking kite at the park. All right. We're going to do our promo, and then we're going to get our motherfucking asses into this show, because we are, you know, quite frankly, I'm out of practice here, man. We were doing the show, and I know what I said I was going to do if I'm on the road, and this, look at, man, I'm working it out. Believe me, I'm working it out. It's going to be okay. It's going to be beautiful. Let me first bring up this and get my ass. Okay, so we cool there? Right. Oh, but you know what? I got to read the thing. This is a long show. This is from Wednesday, June 18th, 2014. This is 1 year after the end of our radio show. We had just started the netcast or the webcast or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I think in February or something. So this is a brand spanking new thing. I don't know whether I look younger or older there. I think I look about the same as I did, and it probably isn't true, but I think I look about the same as I did 6 years ago. Yeah, sure, Phil. Keep dreaming. All right. I know that this was the beginning of a summer in which I went to Canada to see my cousins. So there is that, you know. You know? All right. Hi, it's Phil Hendry for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. I'm belching. I can hear that. That's not a belch. That's actually the sound of your
That's the sound of your digestive tract.
Yeah, Mr. Anyway. Yeah.
Who, was that you, Robert?
Yeah, I'm eating.
He's eating. He's eating an egg sandwich.
Well, that's an egg McMuffin.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said yeah with my mouth full.
All right, well, anyway.
Yeah, if I do that, I'd get yelled at and everything.
It is true, Phil. You kind of lean on Bud where you give Robert a break.
I lean on Bud.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I kind of notice you give me a break. Is that because I'm black?
Do I give you a break because you're black? Now, what is this all about now?
Phil, he's doing the promo.
No, you never yell at me. You yell at Bud.
I never yell at anyone. The only guy I yell at is Bud.
Yeah, I'm the only one who yells. Well, yeah.
But I'm just wondering.
All right, I'll start yelling at you. Don't eat with your mouth full.
Don't eat with my...
don't talk with your mouth full and don't jump into a conversation.
Well, all the kid was saying just said, yeah. But it came out, it sounded like, you.
Yeah, that's true. I just wanted to... Because he had a mouthful of the McMuffin.
Oh, man.
You know something? I want to throw the flag on that. When he said he had a mouthful of the McMuffin, is that some sort of a...
You're trying to say that that's code?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, Margaret, he...
I mispronounced... Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, I am serious. I'm getting sick of this.
No, it's really... He tried to say egg McMuffin.
Well, all right. That's...
Margaret, you know, you need a vacation or something.
Oh, I need the get a load of this. He just came back from vacation, and his mind's all in a heap.
Yeah, Phil, I mean, for a guy that just came back from vacation.
Right, thank you very much. I got to get going. I started a promo that I haven't even gotten through to the middle of, and I got you guys talking to me about...
About what? See, you don't even remember.
Hey, take it easy, General.
I'm screwing around.
Damn it, General. I'm taking it serious and stuff.
You know, all I said, you know...
I know you said, I'm going to start yelling. Yeah, okay, I will start yelling at him.
But you haven't yelled at Robert because he is black, isn't that true? Because a lot of the white people that listen to the program, Phil, keep track of that sort of thing. They keep track of it.
Margaret.
They keep track of it, Phil. And I'm telling you.
You just beat the shit out of my Bet Online copy.
Oh, sorry. I'm telling you that it's a must.
Yeah, you got to start yelling at Robert.
Don't talk with your mouth full, Robert.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. Wow.
This guy doesn't get it.
We fool around with you, take it so easy, you know, take it so seriously.
All right, I'm going to start this thing all over again. Hi, it's Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show website, our backstage pass, and all of the associated and attended activities therein. Now, with a backstage pass, you have access to 35 to 40,000 hours of our archive material. Coming soon, Minnesota. That's right, WCCO material. We will be loading in. But right now, it is in the hands of our very good friends over there at the...
Yeah, the movie they're making about...
The movie that they're making about me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, man.
You know, Phil, you're having a hard time kind of coordinating the voices here, aren't you?
Yeah. Let's start again.
Well, what is it? Is it
start again.